you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized he was speaking about them, Matthew tells us. Whew, I guess we can sit this one out, don't you think? You know, be a little fly on the wall and watch those wretches get their comeuppance. After all, they deserve it. Just look what they did. They were Jews, God's chosen people. To them had been entrusted the very oracles of God, Paul tells us in Romans. They were the descendants of Abraham, the recipients of the promise of the coming Savior. They were the preachers of this promise, privileged to proclaim the mercy of the Lord to all people. Yet, sinful and self-absorbed, they failed miserably. And every time God sent prophets to remind them of their calling to be preachers of the coming Savior, and the people killed them. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated, we hear in the book of Hebrews. And now, as Jesus was observing in the parable, they were trying to kill the heir, the promised Savior, the very one they were to proclaim to the nations. Forgotten by these wretches was one key detail. They weren't God. Forgotten was the creation, and all that is in it belonged to God, not to them. Forgotten was God's will be done, not theirs. Plotting and scheming against him be damned. And so they missed the point of it all, and the cornerstone they rejected crushed them. In spite of their pious observance of Torah, regardless of their zeal for God's law, irrespective of their ancestry, the kingdom of God was taken from them. And just look what the weasels did. They wanted to arrest Jesus, but they were afraid. Cowards. Like I said, isn't it nice to be a spectator on this one? But before we get too comfortable, we need to hear something else. It's about John the Baptist. And there's a reason John the Baptist lost his head. The guy just wouldn't shut up. He just kept running his mouth to the point nobody can sit on the sidelines and watch. He just kept thundering away until nobody is safe. Not even us. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, not just the sin of the Jews, is what he preached about Jesus. And with that too, we join the ranks of the wretches. No, we're not chief priests and Pharisees. Most of us aren't even Jews. But that matters not. Who can count the ways we too have forgotten that one key detail? We aren't God. Who can count the ways we too have forgotten creation and all that is in it belong to God, not to us? Who can count the ways we too have forgotten God's will be done, not ours? Indeed, the heir was seized, thrown out of his own vineyard, and killed by us too. It was also our sin that nailed Jesus to a cross, and so we too have been crushed, that is, judged by the rejected cornerstone. But did you notice the details of Jesus's parable? What a beautiful vineyard the landowner prepared. You can almost see it with a beautiful fence around it, a wine press, and that watchtower standing high. Robert Mondavi ain't got nothing on that vineyard in Jesus's parable. And the landowner in the parable just wouldn't give up. The guy just wouldn't quit. Time after time, he sent his servants in spite of the injustice they suffered. Even his own son was not spared. The guy was clearly determined that what he wanted would be done. And isn't the same true of God? What a beautiful creation God has made. All that we need for life is given in abundance, and though we neglect the creation and spurn the will of our Creator both for us and others, he just won't give up. The guy won't quit. Not even death and a grave can stop him, for goodness sakes. And that brings us to this place. Once again, knowing full well what you've done and left undone, both to him and to everybody else, the Lord still wills to give you mercy. And that's why I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. This is your promise from God. It's the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Amen.